The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you had a great holiday. I hope you have all your limbs, fingers, and toes, and you weren't out there being reckless with those fireworks.
Oh, no. No, that's not me. That's literally everybody else.
Yeah, I heard that, though, after the 4th of July, it's kind of calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't heard them. Hopefully, I'm not jinxing myself. I have not heard them since. People have either calmed down or they ran out of fireworks. Hopefully, they ran out of fireworks. There's no more. Because at my store, we had, like, a whole, like, wall of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, on maybe, like, the second or something. I don't know when I was, when there were, like, five left.
Oh,
we're
wow.
Like, where are the fireworks? I was like, girl, the fireworks are gone. They're not here anymore. We've had them for, like, a month and a half. There was a waffle. You should have came earlier.
Yeah, where you been?
Right. People do this every time around the holidays. They'll complain that Christmas stuff is up, like, 2 months early. And then, like, 4 days before Christmas, where are your lights, bitch? They're not here. They're gone. It's the 21st, ma'am. There's no more gift. There's no more. There's no trees. There's no tinsel. We got maybe a roll of wrapping paper, but they're gone.
No bows.
Too late.
Some labels.
At all. Basically, you better make do with a newspaper or something. Figure it out. Because we ain't got it.
I would say go to the grocery store and get some brown paper bags, but they don't really do that no more.
You better make some craft project with your kids. Figure it out.
NXT Cast is a part of the WrestleCast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. Also on all of your favorite podcasting platforms, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and all those good places that you download and listen to podcasts. Just search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Click on the logo that has the new day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will be a subscriber to the NXT Cast. So, speaking of fireworks, it's the second night of the Great American Bash, and they start off with plenty of fireworks because Candice LeRae is taking on Mia Yim in a street fight. Now, first and foremost, I like to say thank you very much to both of these ladies. They did not come out here for a street fight in their wrestling gear.
Yep.
They came out here in their street clothes with, you know, boots and everything, trying to, you know, dress to inflict the most damage.
Mm-hmm.
It is on site between these two. So Candice LeRae comes out first, and Mia Yim doesn't wait. She just attacks her from the back. So we get it going right from the beginning of the show. So there's a lot of plunder. There's a lot of stuff being thrown and people getting hit with fruit and all kinds of trays and fruit bowls and things like that.
Bananas.
Yeah, so it ultimately comes back to the ring. The ladies fight up to a table that is set up on the top, across the top ropes as a ladder bridge, like a table bridge. Mia Yim has some brass knucks on her hands that she's trying to use, but Candice steals those brass knucks and ends up using them on Mia. Then Candice LeRae proceeds to hit Mrs. LeRae's Wild Ride, which is the swinging net breaker, off of that table onto a pile of chairs on the mat to get the win in the street fight.
Oh my goodness. So you know how worried I get when Darby Allin does anything? Right. This was me right now. I was just like, oh my God. They were standing on this table that was ricketing back and forth, and I was like, they're going to die.
It looked like
and then she did that damn swinging net break. I was just like, oh shit. And they did not get up for a whole last commercial break. I was just like, oh God, they're dead.
Yeah, because right after the match, Mark Henry picks Keith Lee to win the main event for tonight. So, of course, I guess that's going to kind of be the running theme of the show. So they're going to have different personalities try to predict the winner. So,
yeah.
Both women are still laid out in the ring. During the break, Johnny Gargano runs out to help Candace up and get her to the back. With the help
cares about her.
With the help of the referee, Mia uses one of those chairs she got tossed onto, makes it up to her feet, sits in the chair, kind of gathers herself, and finally makes her way to the back. But yeah, it was great that they didn't just... Candace just hit the move, got the pin, and just popped back up. No, they definitely
they sold it.
Right. They definitely let everybody know that that was a grueling street fight.
Yeah. And a really underrated part of this match is when they were fighting on the outside by like the catering and stuff, somebody yelled out, "No, not the cookie." Oh, I died. And they're like, "Hit her with the banana." Yeah. I was just like,
yeah, I did hear that.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard. That's like the good thing about these like limited like audience things, because you can kind of hear more of like the commentary. Oh my God, it was so funny.
During the NXT dark match, Tony Nese was being a jerk and not putting Leon Ruff out of his misery. He kept pulling him up and not pinning him. So he did that about three times, and then when he goes to do it the fourth time, Bronson Reed is like had enough, and he slides in the ring.
Yeah.
And Tony Nese slides out of the ring, and so Bronson Reed petitioned to have a match against Tony Nese. So that is our next matchup, Bronson Reed versus Tony Nese. Tony Nese gets a few bits of offense and hits Reed in the throat to set up a springboard. Nese then hits a moonsault for a near fall. But Bronson Reed comes back and he gets the win with the big splash. And Bronson Reed is your winner.
Yay, my thickums won a thing.
Yeah. Yay. It's been a while since he won something.
Right? Put it in the corner.
I guess they had just a little bit of extra time. And it was like, damn, we need to slide something in here. Time to show out, right? So there you go.
I'll sign with it.
I don't know if you like this version of them, but Robert Stone and Aaliyah, they're here. They come over to Shotzi Blackheart to try and sign her. Robert Stone says the brand is on fire. Shotzi's like, yeah, it is on fire. A dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
She declines the invitation. Robert Stone, of course, is angry at this, and he throws the cup of coffee he has over his shoulder. Well, it just so happens to land on Killian Dane, who launches Robert Stone into a wall. As he's laid out on the ground, Shotzi Blackheart runs over his leg in her tank, and Robert Stone is like, oh my God, I'm dying. Am I dead? Am I still alive?
Oh, this makes me happy. He's not as much of a mess as I like him to be, but it's still there. He's not all the way on the coke.
Yeah.
Maybe he just did one line. But when Shotzi ran him over and then just like kept going, it made me happy. I laughed so hard.
Yeah, Aaliyah has definitely, cleaned him up a little bit. Yeah. He's not as struggled bus as he was a couple of weeks ago, so she's definitely having a greater influence on him. Isaiah Swerve Scott goes up against Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano.
This is something we suspected. Is Johnny Gargano underestimating? Oh, Swerve Very likely, based on the way this match is going right now.
Use of tactics by both Gargano and Scott, doing a great job to avoid the other's offense. And the Matrix escape kick. And wow! Impressive.
Can someone explain to me the physics of that?
Count of seven. Oh, both got to get back in the ring.
Gotta beat that kick. Count of ten. Looking for the one. Final beat. DDT. Well scouted by Isaiah Swerve Scott. And Scott takes Gargano off his feet. Into the outside goes Johnny Gargano. And here comes Isaiah Swerve Scott. Flyest in the room with the Fosbury flop. Wiping out the former NXT champion.
Nobody can deny Gargano's high in-ring IQ.
Earning valuable experience, wanting to knock off one of the best that NXT's ever seen. But Johnny Gargano now for that step over. Tall face lock, the STF.
Look at the angle of the left leg of Swerve. Your leg is not meant to bend that way.
And countered the reversal by Scott. And he had Gargano down for 2.5. And oh, Gargano taking a page out of Scott's playbook.
Beautiful float over by Johnny Gargano.
Looking for that Gargano escape. And Scott able to escape, and now Scott has Gargano in trouble.
Gargano grasping those ropes, looking to break the hold.
Oh, wow, but Gargano's down, shoulders are down. Referee counts to two, and Isaiah Swerve Scott can't believe it. Scott missing with that double stomp. He may have injured his leg. Johnny Gargano taking advantage of the situation. Poison Rana. Gargano with a page on a Candice LeRae, his wife's playbook. He just spiked Scott on the outside.
That was absolutely unbelievable. But can Gargano capitalize? Moving slowly, getting into the ring. Eyes locked on Swerve.
A hotly contested confrontation. Gargano looking for the one final beat. DDT spikes Scott. Gargano wins.
Here is your winner, Johnny Gargano.
But Gargano's body language says it all. He knows he was in one hell of a match with Isaiah Swerve Scott.
And then after the match, he's like, whose house? My house.
Petty, this is a great match. I really, really enjoyed this match. Those two, they have chemistry. And I was just like, ooh, more of this.
Yeah,
because they did so much.
The chain wrestling in the beginning of this match was so good. They definitely probably watched a ECW match or two or three before they put their match together, because it's definitely reminiscent of an old ECW match with the chain wrestling in the beginning, and then it kind of picks up into the harder hitting moves and things like that. So, good job by Swerve. I need you in your free time, whenever you have some free time. I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
I need you to find Killshot versus AR Fox from Lucha Underground.
Okay. Killshot versus AR Fox. I'm going to write it down.
Yes. It may be... it should be AR Fox. I don't think he went by another name in Lucha Underground. But yeah, just make sure you type in Lucha Underground. Killshot should come up anyway, just because that was Swerve and Lucha Underground. But I need you to watch that match and then tell me what Isaiah Scott is missing.
Okay.
Because there's a difference. There's a big difference.
Maybe it's consistent music. Might be that.
Yeah, maybe that too. But yeah, it is a lot different with Swerve compared to Killshot, and I want you to kind of see the difference for yourself.
Okay. I wrote it down.
We get a really good video package to hype Io Shirai versus Tegan Nox, which is taking place next week. Io says that they're similar in their beginnings and how they fought to get there. Tegan says she's over the sympathy and being the comeback kid. She's the top contender for a reason. Io says the difference between them is that Tegan needs friends, even those who turn on her. Io does it on her own. Tegan says Io may do it by herself, except for last week when she had help from Asuka. And we get the confirmation that the match is happening next week.
Ooh, I love the cinematic stuff that they're doing with Io. Like when she's just in that water and just talking shit. Ooh, uh-huh. It reminds me of anime, and I'm here for it. I love it. That's exactly what I said.
I was like, wow, this filter they're using on this camera is amazing. It's like she's underwater. And then all of a sudden she starts talking and you see the bubbles. It's like, oh, she is underwater.
It's like when the main like anime character is just like down and just like talking all their shit. I'm like, yes, give me. I need more. Give me anime villain. I'm here for it.
Yes. It's great. Yes. Yes. Very, very, very excited to see all the different possibilities of Io Shirai title defenses here coming up. Yep. They're giving you subtitles with her promos. So, you know, they've learned some things from AEW with Shida, even though Shida doesn't need subtitles because her English is fairly good.
Yeah. So they do that with her. They do that with Asuka, too, which is great. It's just like, yeah, just let them talk their shit in Japanese. Make these people read. They're on the internet reading shit anyway. Make them read the screen. Right. It's fine.
Six-man tag team action is next. Breezango, along with Drake Maverick, they're teaming up to go against Legado del Fantasma. Breezango's entrance sees them dressing up as luchadors, so that was really fun in the beginning. We get the hot tag to Drake Maverick. He's finally able to get his hands on Escobar. Drake does his thing, but he makes a mistake by going up top. Escobar kicks him down. Then he hits him with the Phantom Driver. And La Legado del Fantasma get the win.
Yay, old poor Breezango.
Yeah.
I love them. Their entrance as they're like the luchador.
Yeah, old Drake Maverick thwarted again in his efforts to get some revenge on these guys.
Right. He let his emotions, it takes too much. He's a little man, so the emotions just get too much for him, I think. But
overwhelms him.
It's too much. He has too much emotion and not enough height, I think, for it. I'm talking shit like I'm not a short person either. It's fine, because I am a short person, so I can talk all that shit. He let to get the best of him. He just gets to with those fists, and it's just like, oh no, strategy. You need strategy. No, Drake. Oh, there it is, and then he loses. But I want to see how this like storyline with him is going to work out.
Yeah,
because I'm interested.
I'm interested as well too. The Garganos are interviewed about a successful evening. They celebrate, but Johnny blames Finn Balor for getting in his way of being in tonight's main event. Candace says they both have some wrongs they need to make right. Foreshadowing.
So, we're going to go Finn and Gargano again, which I wouldn't mind that because I like them wrestling together. So.
Right. Mercedes Martinez, she's back on NXT TV. Unfortunately, they found Santana Garrett for her to go up against, which was not my choice because I really like Santana Garrett.
Yeah, she's just like a jobber.
Yeah, and that sucks because she's really good.
She is good.
She should.
I mean, at least she got paid.
She should be at a jobber status by now.
Yeah, that's what they had with Kayden Carter for a while until they paired up with Lil Casey.
Santana fires off some kicks, but she gets knocked over, and Mercedes Martinez hits the Fisherman Buster, and she gets the win. So she's the new force here in NXT, and eventually, I guess they're gonna prime her in EO maybe for a title match.
Ooh, That'll be fun.
That'd be real fun.
Ooh.
But I don't know, though, because they got Io kind of... Well, I don't know. When she wrestled Sasha, she necessarily wasn't a heel. But now when she's going to wrestle Tegan next week, she's definitely going to be the heel. So I guess she's just kind of whatever they need her to be for the matchup that's taking place, which is cool.
Yeah. She's kind of like just in it for myself. She's an anti-hero. She's kind of a gray character. She's between. She does what she needs to do.
Right, right.
Which I'm fine with. Although WWE is not great at establishing really good baby faces. Like, they can kind of do it sometimes, but not like they're not great at it. So, but like NXT is a little bit better at that.
Right, so. Right. Because they have people win a bunch of matches. That's why.
Oh, a novelty.
Right.
Who would have thunk?
Damian Priest vignette airs. He's just talking about facing Cameron Grimes next week. He says he's going to get his revenge for all the low-down, underhanded stuff Cameron Grimes has been doing to him the past month or so.
That's also going to be fun. I like Damian Priest, and obviously I really like Cameron Grimes, so I want to see where this goes.
Hardcore legend Mick Foley says he's going to give the edge to Adam Cole tonight. Shawn Michaels does the same thing, but he says a little piece of him is also rooting for Keith Lee as well. So now it's time. Adam Cole, baby, versus Keith Lee. Both titles are on the line. Winner take all. There will be a double champion at the end of this event.
Yeah, when Adam Cole came out, the audience fumbled the boom and the baby. They fumbled it. It's like, come on. You guys.
This could be his last time. This could be his last time coming out as the NXT champion. You got to go hard for the boom and the baby.
Like, it's just like you fumbled both times. Both spots you fumbled. Come on. Anywho. Sorry.
The big man, Keith Lee, won't stay down after multiple super kicks. Adam Cole gives him two kicks to the legs, and then the last shot finally gets him down on the mat. But Keith Lee kicks out aggressively. Adam Cole's next last shot attempt is cut off by a nasty clothesline that sent Adam Cole landing on his neck. But Adam Cole recovers. He hits a massive Panama sunrise, but Keith Lee somehow kicks out. We get a trio of super kicks. That's still not enough. Adam Cole adds a last shot, and he knows he's going to need a little bit more. So he goes up for the second Panama sunrise, but that attempt is countered into the spirit bomb. Keith Lee picks up Adam Cole right away. He hits him with the Big Bang Catastrophe. 1, 2, 3, and we have a new NXT champion. He is your North American champion. He is Keith Lee, two belts.
Yes.
He is your NXT and North American champion.
I was so excited.
I have a lot of... I already have issues with the way that Keith Lee be representing that North American title. Now he got another title that he has to, you know, be responsible for. Keith Lee is about to be on my shit list real soon. I'm going to feel the same way I did about Naito for like 6 months, when Naito was the Intercontinental Champion in New Japan. And he totally did not, that wasn't the belt he wanted. It was the belt he had, and literally, he threw the shit against the post one day and bit the belt. Yeah,
that's rude. That's disrespectful. I don't like that exactly.
And I was like, Naito, you my man, but you can't be disrespecting a title like that.
So like, it's a title. It's prestigious.
Yeah,
treated as such.
Exactly. That's the way I feel about Keith Lee. He's literally walking out to the ring with the North American Championship, dragging it like it's a bag of trash. Like, dude.
Yeah. He carries it like it's a carry-on bag to go to the airport, and I hate it.
Like, dude. Have him put the extenders on. Wear the belt. If Braun Strowman can wear the belt, there's no excuse for you to carry it.
Right.
But,
like,
you know.
Even if you, like, drape it over your shoulder. Like Sasha does. Like, she drapes it over, but she carries it. Like, carry it, though. Like, not like they're, like, two supermarket bags full of bread.
Right.
Please.
Right. Keith Lee, of course, he's getting the big celebration worthy of a double champion. We've got confetti. We've got pyro and the whole nine. As he's celebrating, Karrion Kross and Scarlett, they're watching from somewhere perched above the ring, taking it all in.
Dum, dum, dum. Big talk.
And that's how your NXT ended for this week. Keith Lee on top of the world.
I was so excited. The way I jumped up when they hit that 1, 2, 3, I was like, yeah! I was so happy. I was overjoyed with the one because I was just like, yes, he deserves it because he's so good.
Keith Lee becomes the second black NXT champion in the history of the company. Big E was the first.
Oh, in like 8 years, 8, 10 years?
Yep.
That is a shame. But I don't think we're making strides. But goddamn. You guys.
The one thing I can say about Adam Cole, didn't have boo-boo face.
Nope.
He came out and he did what Adam Cole always does. He looked the same. He tapped the belt twice. He held it out. He did all his talking on his way to the ring. Usually, like, Sasha has the worst case of boo-boo face.
Because like, she only got to keep the belt for 8 days. That's why she always mad.
When they came out for WrestleMania before she took her hiatus and they lost to the Iconics, I knew they was going to lose. Because I was like, ooh, Sasha's face already screwed up. I was like, oh, she got the boo-boo face. They about to lose. I was like, I hope not, but ooh, they about to lose. Yeah. A lot of wrestlers, a lot of champions especially, when they get ready to that last night as a champion, a lot of them walk out there with the boo-boo face. But no, not Adam Cole. Could not tell. He did not give anything away about what was going to happen in this match. This was a good match. It's a lot of it's a lot of big finishers and near falls. They built the match up that way.
But I didn't mind that so much because it's like kind of like Adam Cole is a smaller guy, so he has to overcome Keith Lee somehow. So I didn't mind like kind of the near falls a lot. So I was fine with that. And Adam Cole, this man is so great at selling. When he took those bumps and then he would like shudder and like his eyes would go big, I was just like, you better act. You better sell me pain. I appreciated that. I was like, yeah, that's what I appreciate. That's one of the things that I loved about The Rock so much. He would oversell, which I thought was funny, but he would sell. He would sell a bump. God damn it.
This was probably one of the longest matches Keith Lee's had in NXT.
Yeah.
And there's a spot there where, like, he was going to like drag Adam Cole to the ropes and he just fell. It's like, oh, I hope Keith Lee didn't hurt his knee.
Right.
But he just kind of took his time. He didn't rush or get flustered or anything. He just kind of sat there, smirked, got up, and they just kind of continued to do their thing. So you can still see that there's some things that he could improve upon. Well, now he's going to get to improve upon those things as the NXT and North American champion. So, let's see. It was Halloween, October 31st. That was a Friday night. The SmackDown roster was trapped on the tarmac in Saudi Arabia. So they had to call a swerve. Bruce Prichard said, hey, can we get the boys from Florida up here? And can we do it fast? Triple H said, yep. Got them on the plane. Got them up there. That was the first night that the world got introduced to Keith Lee. SmackDown, him and Roman.
Oh, I still want that match. Roman ain't never coming back, but I can drink.
they got a chance to see Roman and Keith Lee have a full-on match at Survivor Series.
Yes.
Got a little bit bigger taste of Keith Lee. Thankfully, Vince McMahon did not snatch him up and put him on the main roster right away. He gave him back to Triple H. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, through the pandemic and the new year, it all has come full circle as Keith Lee has fulfilled his promise. And he is not only the North American champion, but he's also the NXT champion.
Bask in his glory. I'm so excited. Yay! It was so good.
All right. All right, Miss Simi, because we do this and we watch both shows, mm-hmm. and both shows, WWE had to throw up some counter programming to go against mm-hmm. the loaded cards that the AEW promotion was putting out the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, who did Week you two. Enjoy more, AEW or NXT?
Okay. So for me, it was AEW, but that was because of the focus on the tag team, and I'm a tag team bitch. So it was that 8-man tag and the tag championship match. Those are the ones that kind of like got it just slightly above NXT for me. Just like a hair by a hair. Because this Great American Bash, me and Candace, great. Johnny and Swerve, great. This Keith Lee match, amazing. I love Fandango, like the Breezango match, also really good. So it's just like, it was just the two tag team matches that kind of put AEW a little bit over for me.
Yeah, NXT is in a tough spot right now because they decided to put their tag team titles on two guys who can't get back into the country.
Oh, that's why.
So they've won the belts, and then they haven't been on TV in like 3 weeks because, you know, they don't live here.
They're finna do another tournament.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Yes, I thought that this was a very good episode of NXT. NXT starting to kind of find its stride back to the way it used to be late last year. All of last year, really. They've kind of had some stumbling blocks in the beginning of this year, but ever since the lead up to the In Your House, they've really seemed to have gotten back on path, back on stride. And this culminated with Keith Lee fulfilling it. We thought that this would be the booking, that Adam Cole would lose it to Keith Lee after he didn't lose it to Dream.
I think someone spoiled it on Instagram or something. They might have spoiled the ending.
Yeah, I think it did, but luckily I'm not as big a guy on Instagram as I once used to be, so I missed it.
Yeah.
It was all good until I went to go take my notes for AEW this morning, and then on the site, what do I see flash up? Confetti and Keith Lee holding two belts. Like, damn.
Yeah. I tried so hard not to get spoiled.
I've done so good avoiding all the spoilers, and now here I go trying to be a good podcaster. But the match definitely wasn't spoiled for me, even though I knew what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah. Because sometimes I'm okay with spoilers. It's like, whatever, but seeing how it gets there, that's the stuff.
Right. We don't have much announced for next week, other than the ladies' title match. As far as something to look forward to is that we could, promote going into next week. Cameron Grimes and Damian Priest as well. Those are the only two announced matches. So we'll see what they come up with surrounding those two matches and see if they can continue the run. There's definitely a ratings war between AEW and NXT. Don't let Triple H and WWE try to, snow you under with that. Oh, it's not a ratings war. We're not caring about what they're doing on the other station.
Like,
because they
are. There's like DVR and there's so much stuff now. It's just like, there's no real need to have this big ratings war. It's just not. Because, like, if people want to watch it, they're going to find a way to. They're going to seek it out. Like, I DVR NXT. I watch AEW. I DVR NXT. I watch it right after. And those ratings, they count.
Yep.
So it's just, like, in the first, like, 3 days, I think if you watch it within the first 3 days, mm-hmm. it counts. People might go back on demand and watch it. It's just, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm the one who's just, like, you can just like all of it. Like, I'm never, like, a pick and choose. Like, it's this one or it's that one. I don't care.
Right.
It's Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. I like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Like, I don't. It's not a thing for me. So, like, that's why when they, like, we have, like, Jericho tweeting, like, it's we won in the demos again. I'm like, okay. Like, people are going to seek it out if they want to watch it.
Most definitely. So, it's okay. Most definitely. So at this time, Miss Simi, we've come to the end of another edition of the NXT Cast. So it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you as always for having me on. Love talking wrestling. Shout out to Dee Dee. Shout out to Mr. Sam. Shout out to you guys listening and the whole CSPN family.
I'd like to thank Miss Simi. I'd like to thank the patrons who listen to the Dark Match and subscribe over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. You can become a patron as well. All you have to do is go over to that site, sign up, become a $3 or $5 patron, and you can gain access to me and Miss Simi talking about AEW Dynamite each and every week. Also, pre and post show conversations from all of the shows that we have here on the WrestleCast Network. So you can always hear some Miss Simi's thoughts on SmackDown, or you can hear Terry's boy, who was a guest on Cast of Strong Style, talk about what he thought was going to happen between AEW Fighter Fest and Great American Bash Night 2 as well. So there's always some good content, extra content over there on the Patreon page. So please subscribe, become a patron, and support the podcast that way. You can also support the podcast by going to the website, cspn.us, clicking on the tab that says Keep Our Podcast Free. When the drop-down menu appears, click on any one of those sponsors, do some shopping, and some of your purchase will come back to help keep the WrestleCast free of charge each and every week.
Ooh.
So, Miss Simi, I'd like to give a shout-out to you, give a shout-out to Sam, Dee Dee, Greg, Miss J to the Max, Mo to the _ Reese, Anwar Starwin, Terry's boy, everybody here who makes up the CSPN or WrestleCast family on the podcast side. I appreciate you guys so much for continuing to do this with me each and every week. You guys haven't got tired of me yet, so I am appreciative of that. To all the Wrestle Bays and members of the GLOW, we definitely appreciate you. We listen to you, and you know, we definitely respect your opinions and what y'all have to say on this wrestling thing. Shout out to everybody who joins us in all of the hashtags each and every week. The Raw Cast, the Dynamite Cast, the NXT Cast, SmackDown Matters, pay-per-view as well. Cast is Strong Style also is another hashtag that we have going here for my New Japan wrestling fans. So all in all, thank you everyone for listening and just continuing to be a part of our family. Continue to stay safe, wear your masks, do all the things you need to do to be able to listen to us next week without being in the hospital or on medications. So
be nice with social employees. They're tired. We are tired.
And don't be the person who walks in the store with a mask and acts like it's the first time you've ever heard, sir, you can't come into the store without a mask on.
Please don't be that person. For the love of God.
So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been the NXT Cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. See you in the hashtag.
Keith Lee, congratulations. You are now a double champion, the new NXT champion, and still the North American champion. Are you just basking in the glory right now?
That was such an easy one. I mean, I would love to say yes, but right now I'm in so much pain, it's hard to bask in anything, but the throbbing of my body, my face, my ankle. But in all honesty, God, yeah. This is sweet in so many ways, from the journey to coming here and having such a slow start, stop, start situation, and take it all the way back to when I stuck out there and I talked to those four guys and I said, hey, I'm just trying to decide which championship I'm taking first. It's weird, right? I go and say that to them once, and now here I stand with one I took from them and the latest edition. History, McKenzie. I'm feeling like a historian. I'm feeling historical. How else do you describe this except for magic? I believe Mark Henry said to me that I would bring back, forgive me if I misquote him, but I'm fairly certain I was paying attention when he said I would bring back big man magic. Mr. Henry, this one's for you too. But more importantly, McKenzie, my coach who just passed away just last week, once told me I would be the top. I would be one of the best this industry has seen. Today, he's a prophet. And for me, it doesn't get sweeter than that.